eve of the massive Russian attack.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia has urged the government to appoint a commissioner at the Electoral Commission of Zambia to fill the existing vacuum. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga highlights that the contract of Ambassador Ali Simwenga, the former Vice Chairperson of ECZ, has expired, leaving a gap in the commission. Mr. Mlenga has emphasized the need to appoint a vice chairperson and a commissioner to enhance service delivery by the existing ECZ team. He said the absence of a commissioner at this critical juncture is concerning, urging government to expedite the appointment process to ensure the ECZ is adequately equipped to deliver free, fair and transparent elections.
We wish to appeal to government to consider appointing a commissioner and the vice chairperson at ECZ, at the Electoral Commission of Zambia, considering that we are going for election. The absence of these two at the commission at this critical juncture is concerning, and we wish to appeal to the government to expedite the appointment process to ensure the ECZ is adequately equipped to deliver a free and fair, transparent election as we are headed for elections.
The End Malaria Council says the country has recorded an increase in malaria cases in 2025 compared to cases recorded in 2024. Speaking during the Doom Win a House competition held in Lusaka today, End Malaria Council Chairperson Peter Cotton said the country is recording an average of 4 malaria-related deaths and about 25,000 malaria cases every day. Mr. Cotton has emphasized the need to scale up public awareness and community sensitization programs to help curb the spread of malaria across the country. He has further commended Tiger Brands and Gatsbro for their continued support and contribution towards malaria prevention efforts, stating that private sector involvement plays a critical role in complementing government initiatives.
Every day, 4 people die of malaria, and more than 25,000 cases are recorded every day, particularly in the rain seasons we're in now. As you may be aware, in 2025, we are recording higher malaria cases compared to 2024. This is a clear call to action. It shows that we must intensify our efforts in resource mobilization, advocacy and community engagement.
And Gatsbro Director of Sales and Marketing Mohammed Imran said Gatsbro has decided to reward its customers with prizes including a house, a 20 by 30 piece of land and cash vouchers as a way of giving back to the community.
As Gatsbro, we remain committed to implement the uplift, empower and give back. Because when our communities grow, we all grow. On behalf of Gatsbro International, Doom and Peaceful Sleep, it is my honor to say, today someone is walking away with more than a prize. They are walking away with a home. All the sometimes one small purchase can open the door to a brand new future. For this, what you will have to do always, just visit any shop right, buy 3 Doom, and you can see what is happening today.
Government has commissioned a wide range of constituency development fund supported projects in Wense District, Lopula Province, as a part of its ongoing drive to take development closer to the people through decentralization. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony in Mwense District on Friday, Lopula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Kangwa said the projects were a clear demonstration of the New Dawn government's commitment to delivering tangible and life-changing development under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. Mrs. Kangwa has disclosed that government had constructed Sepe Rural Health Post at a total cost of 2.6 million kwacha, comprising an ablution block, 2 staff houses, and a water scheme. She also revealed that over 28.1 million kwacha had been dispersed as empowerment loans to beneficiaries in Mwense and Mambilima constituencies, while 196 beneficiaries were empowered in 2025 alone at a cost of 11.2 million kwacha. Meanwhile, Mwense District Commissioner Happystone Mwape said the commission's projects reflected government's strong commitment to inclusive, people-centered development and prudent utilization of public resources. This is according to a statement issued by Lwapula Provincial Administration Public Relations Unit. The Lions Club says mental health remains a major challenge in Zambia, particularly for patients in rehabilitation centers who require sustained support beyond medical treatment. Speaking during a Christmas feeding program, part of the annual signature project at Chinama Health Facility, Lions Club of Lusaka District, 413 Governor Maureen Vualia says proper nutrition and counseling are essential for mental health recovery. She explains that the food donated by the Lions Club at the facility is intended to complement the hospital's rehabilitation efforts, helping patients regain stability and reintegrate into society.
The donation of food is to help enhance the health of the people in this center. As we know, a healthy person is more productive than an unhealthy person. Mental health is a major challenge in Zambia today. We need to talk more about this to ensure that everyone, including youngsters, do not slide again into depression. It is good that the center already has counseling programs to ensure that the people who are here are all back integrated into society once they become well again.
And Club President Leonisa Chalavesa said the initiative also aims to send a message that every life matters and that no one should feel forgotten. Meanwhile, Chinama Hospital representative mental health nurse Cinderella Chisanga said the visit was a heartfelt experience for patients, many of whom do not have family, and that the program made them feel recognized, loved, and supported.
We are honored to have your presence here. This means a lot. At least we know that we also have support from recognized organizations just like you people that have come here today. And for the patients, this is a heartfelt experience. At least they feel recognized on such a special day. And most of these patients don't even have family members to visit them, but with your help, they feel loved and they feel blessed.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The Zambia Institute of Policy Analysis and Research says growing investor interest in the country's critical mineral sector is a strong positive signal for the economy. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikova notes that the trend reflects rising confidence in Zambia's economic prospects. Mr. Chikova said the increased investment interest positions Zambia as one of the economies likely to record stronger growth in 2026, highlighting that critical minerals have become increasingly important globally, making Zambia more attractive to international investors. He has further explained that foreign direct investment could help stabilize the kwacha, even as the country faces higher public spending pressures ahead of the 2026 general elections.
The interest that we are seeing in terms of investments in Zambia, especially in the critical minerals sector, is a very positive signal, positioning of our economy as one of those that might grow better 2026. And with that, we expect a lot more foreign direct investments. And what that means is that more dollars will be coming in into the economy. That should also help to stabilize the kwacha, even when we are going to be facing spending pressures that are related to the elections.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move.